chapter 107, if you will. Psalms chapter 107. Amen. Got several out today. Good little wedding there for Garrett and Victoria. Good crowd there. But anyway, several stayed over, which I understand. We come in to be in service. The Lord's been here this morning. We appreciate that. Amen. Psalms 107 this morning. We'll pick a few verses out of here. And so just for the sake of the reading, I could read several verses. And amen. But we're going to just pray that the Lord will help us. Amen. Brother JJ, did you happen to put a CD in there? Record. Okay. Praise the Lord. Psalms 107, and let's read verses, read verse number 4 and 5. Then we'll read 10 and 11, and we'll read 14 through 16, and then we'll read around verses 26 and 27. Hallelujah. Maybe add a verse in there toward the end of them. But we will. So 4, 5, and 6. All right. They wandered in the wilderness. Psalms 107, verse 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then, okay, those things had happened. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Verse 10, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Verse 13, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Amen. 14, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Verse 19, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Amen. Verse number 25. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Could you stretch your hands this way? Ask the Lord to help us here. Father, we come to you. I pray, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would rest upon us. I pray, God, not only upon me as the messenger, but it would rest upon the hearer here today. I pray, oh God, that you would touch each and every heart, each and every life. Give us a breath, Lord. Give us the breath of life. Let us feel the inspiration. We'll give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen. Praise God. I want to preach about, if the Lord would help me, I'd like to preach about this psalm is for you. Amen. This psalm is for you. Praise God. We love this psalm, Psalms 107. It is a great psalm. When you read through it, you see people in all different types of circumstances. But I love that one word, then they cried unto the Lord. Then, amen, no matter what was going on, it brought them to a place that they felt that they needed to cry out to the Lord. Now, I don't know why it is with human nature, but a lot of times we wait until we're at the very end. We're at the very extremity. We'll try everything within our physical powers, our mental powers, all the faculties that we have in the human body. And many times we don't turn to the Lord until we are at the very end, and then we decide that we are going to turn, amen, to the Lord. And usually, just like this, then they turn unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered them out of all their distresses. And I don't know where you are today. You may be like this verse in chapter 5. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. Today you may feel a little bit wanton or wandering. You know, without the slightest idea, you may feel like that you have been lost in a spiritual desert. You don't have the slightest idea, really, which way is right. You don't understand and don't really know which way to turn, what step to take. He meant everything that you seem to do right now in life. It seems to be wrong. Everything seems to go awry. Doesn't seem you can get anything right. If that's your condition this morning, this psalm is for you. Or maybe you're like this one here in verse number 10 and 11. They sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Maybe you feel this morning that you've been locked up in a spiritual dungeon. You feel that your circumstances have hemmed you in. You feel like what you're up against has backed you up against the wall. You feel just like this man in the Psalms. You feel bound and chained to your circumstance, to your present dilemma. You feel like a prisoner that is in the death cell. You feel like you're getting ready to be executed by hell, executed by the executioner of darkness. You are driven to desperation. You feel locked in a prison. If that's you this morning, this psalm is for you. Or maybe you feel like those in verses 14 through 16. You feel that you've been brought out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. But yet you feel here this morning that you have been on a spiritual deathbed. You feel this morning maybe that you are there. You feel that your soul's sickness is unto death. You feel all knotted up inside. Your nerves are frayed. Your mind is tormented. Your situation seems hopeless. Matter of fact, it seems that you're losing your appetite to eat. Life has lost its charm. There's no exhilaration in life anymore. There's no enthusiasm in life. You're like those at the wedding of Cana. When Mary told Jesus they have no wine, they've run out. Amen. There's no more excitement. They are not exhilarated anymore. There is not any more joy. Maybe that's how you feel this morning. I want to tell you, if you do, this psalm this morning is for you. Or maybe you feel like this man here in the 22nd or in about verse number 26. It said they mount up to the heaven. There are times you felt like you've mounted up with eagle's wings. You have felt the glory of God, the touch of God, the power of God. Even up to the heavens you go, then to come down again, as the psalmist said, to the depths. Even back down into depression, back down into despondency, back down into disillusionment, until your soul is melted because of the trouble. Amen. You feel like you're reeling to and fro. You can't get a firm footing. Amen. On the right foot, on the left foot, on unbelief, on, amen, believing. Amen. It seems that you're rocking like a drunk man to and fro, and you are at your wit's end. You've tried everything. Amen. You know possible. You've prayed. You've read your Bible. You've paid your tithe. You've fasted. But this morning you seem like you're at your wit's end. It seems that your soul is melting because of trouble. You look on the right hand and there's trouble. You look on the left hand and there is trouble. Amen. Listen to me. Many times we feel overwhelmed by our circumstances. They are so ominous. They threaten evil in our life. We look at the future and it leaves us staggering. It leaves us wondering whether or not we can make it. Amen. Sometimes the cause of that is our own sin, missing the mark, transgression. But sometimes I believe it's simply we find ourselves here either in a spiritual desert or in a spiritual dungeon or in a spiritual deathbed or out on a spiritual deep, not because of sin, because we're children of God, but sometimes it's mere forgetfulness. We forget how good God is. We forget how big God is. We forget how loving God is. Amen. And the cure for the cause that brings, amen, this deathbed, dungeon, desert, amen, out on the deep, staggering like a drunk man at our wit's end. We must remember that God has not abandoned us. Are you hearing me? I want to tell you this morning, if the Lord will touch us and help us. This one verse speaks of one who has reached an impasse. Amen. They have come to a place they don't feel like they can go forward, but they know within their heart of hearts that they cannot go back. It's a graphic insight. It's a picture for those who are at an uncrossable, unsurmountable circumstance. Amen. You've come and you don't think you can make it any farther. There doesn't seem like there is a way out. You feel like God has forgotten you. You feel like you're at your wit's end. Amen. You're about to go crazy. Amen. But if you'll remember with me in the Bible there when Israel come out of Egypt, the Bible said they come out with a high hand. Not even the dogs barked or wagged their tails at them. Amen. They went to the Egyptians and they took great spoil. And they were headed to the promised land. But the Bible said there in Exodus 15, they were shut up in the wilderness. They were entangled in the land. Amen. That's what Pharaoh said about them. He said, man, they made a dumb move. They went toward the Red Sea. They've got the sea in front of them, mountain ranges on both sides of them. Amen. And we're coming from behind them. They are shut up. They are entangled. That may be how you feel this morning. You've got a Red Sea right in front of you. You've got difficulties on the right. You've got difficulties on the left. And Pharaoh is breathing down the back of your neck. You're thinking, what in the world am I going to do? Where in the world am I going to turn? What are we going to do? I want to tell you, I know Israel, Brother J.J., was entangled in the land. I know they were shut up in the wilderness. I know they were trapped by the Red Sea. Amen. But one thing I want to ask you, amen, have we forgot about their God? Amen. I want to tell you their God was still on the throne. He had sent 10 plagues to Pharaoh. Amen. Broke Pharaoh down. I want to tell you, brother, before we're too critical with these Israelites, we've we've got to remember sometimes our memories are short. God's brought us out. God's met that need. Amen. God's done this for us. Amen. But no matter what He's done in the past, amen, we as humans are just like these Israelites. When the dilemma is there and we're at the impasse and we are at wit's end, amen, we soon forget. We forget about His previous intervention. We are swallowed up with our present emergency and we're wondering, how in the world, amen, is God going to do it? I'll tell you how He's going to do it. He's going to do it just like He did the last time for you. He didn't fail you back there. He's not going to fail you today. Are you hearing me? No matter what the devil's telling you, no matter what the circumstances look like, I want to tell you, you may be trapped. You may be being tempted and tested, but you will be triumphant because you've got a God who is high and holy, who can bear His holy arm. He flung the stars in their silvery socket and He knows them by name. He hung the sun out there as a golden chandelier, said, come up in the morning and go down in the evening, and it's been doing it ever since He spoke it. I want to tell somebody here tonight or this morning, you may be at an impasse. You may be wondering, what in the world am I going to do? And where in the world am I going to turn? You're going to turn to the one you've always turned to. You're going to turn to God. Who shall we go? And will ye also go away? Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I want to tell you, our nation is in trouble. Amen. Our morals are bankrupt. Amen. America is living on smoke and mirrors economy. But I want to tell you, for the child of God, it may look like a Red Sea and mountain ranges, and our hearts may want to melt. But I'm telling you, God's still God, and He will not fail you. Amen. Failure's not in His vocabulary. I wish somebody would shout toward heaven and say, Lord, I know this psalm is for me. Amen. Woo! Listen to me. How come we forget so easily the previous intervention? What God has done in the past when we are facing a present emergency. Has He ever failed you? Now, I know there's some decisions we make, all of us have made them, that were self-inflicted wounds. We shot ourselves in the foot. And the consequences sometimes are, you know, not so good. And if we're not careful, it's easy, amen, to blame God for some of the bad choices we've made. And said, God, well, if you're God, why in the world did you let me? Amen. Let me make that decision. Why didn't he? Well, we're human, and He gives us the power of choice. And sometimes we make choices, amen, that are wrong, and we got to suffer a few consequences. But I'm going to tell you, He can take whatever bad choices we make and whatever bad circumstances we're in, and He can turn them around and make them beautiful in His time. But for some reason or another, it seems that we are so prone to forget how easy it is. He meant to forget God. Pharaoh was whipped 10 times. He meant by God Almighty. 10 different plagues. You know the plagues. Until finally God took his firstborn. Pharaoh said, get out of here. Just get on out of here. And you know the story. They did. And it was the Passover. And they headed and ended up at this Red Sea that I mentioned. But I want to tell you, it was when Pharaoh realized he let them go. He thought, who in the world's going to make our brick? Even they have kept our economy stimulated. And God's touched everything but my army. I'm going to gather my chariots. I'm going to gather my men of war. And I'm going to go back and get them. He had been whipped 10 times. But he thought, Brother Wesley, I can still take God on. Amen. He's whipped me in every area, but he's not whipped my army yet. So he gathered his army confident that he could go. Amen. But here we have Israel. They've seen 10 victories. They've seen the darkness, the lice, the rivers, the waters turn to blood. They've seen everything go on miraculously. While it was dark in Egypt, there was light in Goshen. Amen. But here they are. Amen. At the very same time, while Pharaoh's saying he's been whipped like a junkyard dog by God Almighty. Amen. He's saying, I can take them and I'm going to bring them back. And Israel, who's won 10 victories, they're murmuring. They're complaining. They're saying, it'd have been better for you to have left us back in Egypt. Are you hearing me? And that's how we are sometimes. Amen. Sometimes we are so quick, amen, to talk defeat. We are so quick to say, amen, the devil is going to win. But in verse number 10 of chapter number 14. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel, they lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. I want to tell you, just like the psalmist said, amen, their hearts melted within them. They began to stagger like drunk men. They were at their wits' end. Amen, there it is, the Red Sea in front of them. Mountain ranges on both sides of them. And Pharaoh's coming up from behind. Amen. It seems they have no more hope. It seems they'll never see another tomorrow. It seems like the sun is not going to rise in the morning. Calvary's gonna arrive too late this time. There's not gonna be any last minute heroics. The cause is lost. The battle is over. Amen. There's going to be total defeat. Pharaoh's gonna take everything out upon us. We are at our wits' end. We might as well bring down our colors and raise the right white flag. Have you ever been there, church? Amen. Come on now. I want to tell you, the soldiers at Valley Forge have been there. A patient without no cure for cancer has been there. There have been people in divorce court, the children torn, the spouse not wanting divorce, they've been there. Heartbroken parents are there. Their children are offering their minds and their bodies on the altar of narcotics. Amen. Pastors all across this land, their churches are more in love with the world than they are with God. They're more enamored, amen, with the things of this world than they are the things of God. And it's easy sometimes to say, bring down the colors. Amen. Let's just surrender. Amen. There's no way we're going to make it anyway. And we stagger around like drunk men. Our hearts have melted within us. And we're ready to give up. But I want to tell you here tonight, I know that we are living in a world that is wicked. I know that America has become degraded and has become a debauchery. I understand that the church of the living God has went liberal and has went worldly. But I want to tell you, brother, I still believe there's a God on the throne, that nothing has taken him by surprise. When I read Genesis chapter number 2, it was beautiful. God had made a great planet, a great earth, a great creation, put man and his bride in the garden. It was a great place, but then the devil deceived them. And when we read Romans chapter 3, it's not pretty anymore. All have sinned. It comes short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. I want to tell you, man has plummeted, amen, into darkness. Man has become increasingly insane. And I want to tell you, I understand it. I understand people are leaving holiness quicker, amen, than they're coming to it anymore. But the psalmist said in 107:28, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. There
may be someone this morning, you're getting ready, about ready to cave into the pressure. You're about ready to utterly surrender your faith to the enemy. You're saying, I can't take it. Amen. I can't make it. I'm at an impasse. Amen. You may hear the roar of Pharaoh's chariot wheels coming up from behind you. You can feel the enmity of Satan. Amen. Toward you. Your faith is severely tested. But I want to tell you who led the children of Israel to the Red Sea. It was God Almighty. Because God said, I want to lead you to a place where you think there is no way. I want to lead you to a place where you think it is over. And then I'm going to show you, amen, my mighty hand and my mighty power. I want to tell you why you're where you're at is God has led you there. But he hasn't led you there, amen, to leave you there. He's led you there to part back the water. He's led you there to drown Pharaoh. He's led you there to give you the victory. I wish somebody would shout amen. You may feel trapped. You may feel tempted. But you will be triumphant. Amen. Woo. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Woo. You may feel. You may feel that you're in the storm of your life. Your faith may be severely tested this morning, but God has led you to where you are. And the cure for fear is surrender. And surrender is a steadfast eye that is fixed on a holy and high and all-powerful God. Come this morning saying, I'm about ready to cave into the pressure. I'm about ready to call it quits. I'm about ready to throw in the towel. I'm about ready to take down the colors of holiness and put up the surrender to the world, the flesh, and the devil. Let me tell you something. That's not a smart move. No, no, no. The devil's lying to you. He'd tell you, you just quit living holy. Amen. Everything would be all right. No. Amen. The way of a transgressor is hard. And I won't tell you behind the smiles of these folks that have transgressed God's holy commandments. Amen. And they've become iniquitous. And iniquity is when you take that which is straight and you pervert it. Amen. And you twist it into something that is a perversion of the truth. And you wrest the scriptures to your own destruction. I don't care how much they smile, how much they're saying they're feeling God. Amen. I know how God deals with folks. Amen. When they're all by themselves and you cannot be in disobedience and have the blessing of God. You cannot have, amen. You may deceive yourself and think it, amen, where God can't ever touch you. But I won't tell you, brother, this worldly crowd don't have me fooled. Amen. No, no, it's not all roses like they're saying. Amen. And sometimes God lets people go out to that world, and seemingly it seems like to us they leave holiness and they go out there and prosper. Amen. As part of it is God may be giving them just the only heaven they're ever going to experience. Think about that. Eternity, when you weigh in eternity, it balances anything we're going through all up. I'd rather struggle and suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And I'm telling you, that season is coming to a close. I'm almost through. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are stilled. What's it? What do you say, preacher? First, he'll bring peace to your heart, to your mind. And even though the storm may still rage, there's something about the peace of God that passeth all understanding. While the storm is raging, with a steadfast eye that is fixed on Almighty God, you can stand in the midst of any hurricane, any tornado,
any typhoon, any tsunami that the devil would send your way, the peace of God passeth all understanding. Come on, Sister Joanna, I'm done. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. They said there was a reporter during the Great World War by the name of Gabriel. Heater. He was a news reporter during that war, and it was day after day, Brother Tony, that the Axis power, amen, were pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding the Allied troops. That they said Gabe would come on in the evening, and every night he would open his broadcast with, "I've got good news tonight." Hallelujah. "I've got good news tonight." Well, I want to tell you this morning, I've got good news. God's brought you to where you are, and He's not going to forsake you. "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Amen. And I know, amen, my Redeemer lives. And on the last day, I'm going to stand. Would you stand all over the building? Lift your hands. Sister Joanna begins to play. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't you bring your troubles that are causing your heart to melt today. I don't care where you are tonight. You may be in a spiritual desert. This psalm was for you. You may be locked in that spiritual dungeon, but this psalm is for you. You may feel like you're on a spiritual deathbed, but this psalm was for you. You may be at your wit's end, but this psalm was for you. Are you hearing me? They mount up to heaven. Then they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Oh, sometimes you've soared. Other times you've sank. But I want you to know here this morning, if your heart is melted because of fear, God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Ask Him today, "Lord, give me the peace of God. Steal my mind. Help me to prop myself." Whose minds are stayed upon Him will have perfect peace. That means prop your mind upon His word. Prop your mind upon His person. Prop your mind upon God Almighty. Elevate your thoughts today. Look beyond the Red Sea and the mountain ranges. Look beyond Pharaoh's chariots. You read that story, didn't you? Pharaoh sank. They sank like lead. They sank like lead. Whatever's chasing you, amen, it's going to sink too. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Seek the Lord this morning. May God bless you.
deliver, you got to cry.
Oh, the power, the awesome power of one cry. Amen. I heard Brother Rich preach that. The awesome power of a cry. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Hallelujah. He knows your frame. Oh, that's right. Amen. You can't use that to make an excuse to be a habitual sinner. Amen. He that habitually committeth sin, amen, is of their father, the devil. But I won't tell you, as we are trapped in a body of flesh, amen, there is a conflict and a war that rages. The flesh warreth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. But I want to tell you something, amen. God can give you victory over whatever you face in your life. Amen. If it's a grudge, he can give you victory to let it go. If it's unforgiveness, he can give you the victory and the grace to be able to forgive. On and on the list goes. If you believe he's great and greatly to be praised, won't you lift your hands up and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the word of God. Thankful, Lord, that this psalm is for me. No matter if I'm in a spiritual wilderness, on a spiritual deathbed, in a spiritual dungeon, or on a spiritual deep, out on the spiritual deep. Lord, I believe it's for me. Oh, can you praise him? Say, Lord, I receive what you would have us to receive here today. I heard the word of God. Let it lodge. Let it take root. Lord, don't let it return void. Help me to realize, Lord, the victory is mine in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Well, glory to God. Shake hands, be friendly, come tonight, 6:30. Amen. See what the Lord will do for us tonight. God bless you.